Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Road Buzz, Hair Dome.
Are you a Macaholic?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Well, God damn it, I'm back on. I'm back to be. Who's smiling in here? Who's grinning? Is that you, 917?
Yeah.
Well, what's funny, bro? Huh? Nah, I can't hear you.
Nah, you just muted me. I'm laughing because you brought the show back, man. I've been missing this shit.
Oh, okay. So you live now. Okay, let me mute you back then. Okay. Man, I got to remember how to run this shit, I guess. You know, this is the Ask Rosebud show. Now, I was here before, did it a lot of ways, but I want to start off the right way. We got to talk about the topics. You know, I want to talk about the topics. I got a lot of topics I'm probably going to be using. I don't know everything I'm going to be talking about because I'm real fresh. I got a lot of shit going on. By the way, RosebudTheAuthor.com. That's where all my books is. We have some sort of giveaway today. I don't know if it's going to be the doggone 6 hours worth of Rosebud to American Pimp. Because I didn't got that shit put in one file. It was in like hella files. 5 minute parts. That's why I didn't really push selling it. But now, it's in one file. But it's 6 hours long. 6 hours plus. Man, I know you motherfuckers are over 21. I know you're at least 18. Some of you probably older, but like me, I hope it's like me. When you look in the mirror, I just wonder what you see looking back. I really do. I wonder when you look in the mirror, do you see who's there? Because, you know, a lot of people, without being authors, or at least published authors, they're very good writers. And they have a very vivid imagination of who they are. But I'm really wondering, because let me tell you what I'm really saying. I get up in the morning, and I might not have shaved for a couple of days or whatever, and I might get groggy, walk in there, but soon as my eyes hit that mirror, I fucking cheer up. I goddamn wake up. I don't know why. I'm talking about, you know, I'm an old motherfucker. I'm 67 years old, so I got to pee at night. Sometimes when I get up to take a piss, I gotta purposely have my hand over my eyes while I piss and shit so I don't look in the mirror. Because if I do, I'm gonna be up. That sounds like an old man thing, but it really ain't. It's because I'm that sprung on what I'm doing. I am sprung on how I'm living. I know there's a hell of a lot more money to be made, but as far as me, I'm sprung. I can only say the reason it's like that is because my shit is real. It's deep. And I ain't no joke. Nothing about me is phony. Therefore, if I profess it, I should be living. And I'm telling you, I'm showing you, if you do anything with Facebook, you probably see this guy for about 3 weeks. I could have blocked him for 3 years ago when he first started. But I didn't, you know what I mean? Fuck you, man. I can take all your bullshit. But it got really, really bad the last couple of weeks. Really fucking bad. And I had to block that motherfucker. But I don't really do that. I had the shit man to man. Not physically man to man, but I'm talking about just on Facebook, man to man. We exchanged jabs, and at one point, come on. But the brother would never stop. What I'm saying is that's because when he look in the mirror, he immediately looks down to the sink. He don't fucking like what he see. You don't want to be like that, bro. What I'm saying is that's a sad place to be. It's a sad place to be, to not like what you see in the goddamn mirror looking back at you. Ask Rosebud.com, RosebudTheAuthor.com. Those are my two joints now. And the Rosebud the Author, just like the title say, is all about books. My books. The e-books, I give them right to you. And you know, they cheap $8, you know, and one of them is $6. And I might even lower them. I'm not necessarily saying I am, but what I'm saying is I'm giving hella books away. I'm going to give almost 1,000, 900. I'm going to give 900 books away during the rest of this month. All you got to do is, no. What you have to do is listen or read or be on my page or whatever on Facebook and see, or even Twitter, or and see when I post, do this, that, and the other, and hit my email, and the first 10 of you is going to be able to get a free cop. I would say something like that. But until I do, or unless I do, I ain't got nothing free. But $8, $7, come on, what's up with you, man? Because if you buy one, I damn near give you another one. So that's only $4. Come on, quit crying. What I'm saying is my shit is real. I'm doing it. Some of you guys, you know, need some coaching, you know, and you might not admit it to yourself. But I'm telling you, it's all ultimately up to you anyway. You know, so if you decide, you know, that you want some of that, coaching, hit me. You know, what I'm saying is my Blog Talk radio show is all about, you know, the relationship me and you have. You know, we ain't going to have one if you just be on the show, you know, just to listen. And I ain't saying, I want to have a relationship where we be best of friends. I'm just saying, as an audience and me as a host, I want kick it with you. You know, and the only way, not the only way, but the best way to do that is talk about what the fuck I'm talking about. So don't get the impression that I don't want to speak with you guys who aren't interested in SWU or aren't interested in no tools or aren't interested in the course, because I do. I ain't care if you don't buy nothing. It ain't going to stop me from spending this shit I'm going to spend today. And if you sharp enough to pick it up, I'm glad I'm spending it. You know, I be willing to talk about shit like what makes the ordinary Joe desirable to all women. What possibly can do that. Now, I will say, if anybody in the audience can right now give me that answer, I'm a bust spears on you. Free. Now, I ain't gonna wait all day. If you know that answer, come on. If you don't, it ain't no big thing. Because I got you know, let you know of the choices that a motherfucker have to make. Oh, shit, 713. Come on with you, mate. 713, what's up?
The balls of a man.
That's part of it, but that ain't the answer. That's not the answer. I ain't going to give it to you right now because somebody else might, you know, press the button. But that's not it. That's part of it, though. What was I getting ready? Oh. Tonight, I'm going to just start off talking about the different avenues that you have to take for Blog Talk Radio. Now, what I'm saying is, here we are in the virus times. Seems to me, if you're sitting at home and you're listening to something, you would want to listen to some uplifting shit. I mean, I know about the virus. I'm sure you do too, so we ain't got to talk about that. But since ain't nobody else tried to chime in, I'm going to tell you what makes a regular man desirable to all women. And that is his ability to be his motherfucking self at all times, under all situations, and handling, being himself. That turns women all. Now, of the choices you have to make concerning, you know, where you get your information from, Google, come on, that's generic. I'm saying how many of them motherfuckers or how many of the people that you deal with has been a true soldier in whatever you're looking for. You know, I talk about game. I talk about street shit. I also got a motherfucking master's. And I got straight A's in. So I could talk about anything educational, too. I got 3.83 in my doggone bachelor's. Sociology with an education concentration. And my bachelor's is doggone teaching and learning with technology. I'm saying, I'm not bragging about that. I'm saying, I can get out on any level you want to get out on. And if you really want to get out, what we should do is talk. Now, you got a lot of different things that you can listen to. But do they kick it real? Do they put you... 917, you was first. Let me put you up, ask you a question, man. And be honest, bro. Do you mind me asking you a question? 917, are you there? Oh, my goodness.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, bro. Let me ask you. Yeah, I got you, man. I didn't hear you at first, man. But, man, do you listen to Blog Talk Radio? Do you listen to any, you know, whatever, blogs, podcasts?
Only person on Blog Talk I listen to is you.
Okay, do you ever listen to any of them podcasts, all these different podcasts that's going on? Because I know just a whole bunch of, just a bunch of rappers got their own podcast. So I ain't talking about the shit I'm talking about, pod. You know, just a lot of different kinds of podcasts.
The only people I listen to are you, Tay, and Tariq. That's it.
Wow.
Period.
That's cool, bro. All right. Well, let me ask you something.
Okay.
This is not a comparison, so don't take it that way.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you a question. Out of the three of us, do we all kick real shit?
Absolutely. No doubt.
So if you had to take a survey and it says how is your appreciation of podcasts or blog talk or whatever, you would say thumbs up, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, I know Tariq, and he talks a lot of different stuff than I do. So even though I would even go as far as to say if he could be left and I'm right or I'm right, I mean, I'm left and he's right, I'm not saying who's better. I said we talk a lot of extremely different shit. So you saying you get good, not, I ain't asking you about him being bad or nothing like that. I'm saying the kind of person you are, you're benefiting from both extremes of that, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Bro, I'm glad I hollered at you, man, because, you know, I wouldn't have thought that. I really wouldn't have thought it. Because in reality, the best way to be is when you have opposing things that's not, neither one of them really detrimental to you. You're supposed to be able to figure a way to use both of them instead of choosing, because I ain't saying I'm better or Tariq's better. I'm saying if you a sharp motherfucker, you're going to hit some shit I'm saying and you're going to hit some shit he's saying. And obviously, you must be a sharp motherfucker, man. I don't run into too many of you guys. Where you be at, bro? But that was cool, man. That was cool.
Yeah.
You put you back here, man. Hey, so if that's the case, how? I want to ask this question to everybody, and whoever want to answer can answer. Now, I was hesitated because I want to see if I want to say what I was thinking, because I don't know how many notes I didn't wrote. And if I want to say that on every question I ask, oh, I know what to say. On every question I ask, until someone within 2 minutes of me asking it, if someone has the answer, you got a free copy of Fears. And let's say someone get the next question, get the answer, and I give them Fears. I get the next motherfucker a different book. I got 9 books. They're e-books. I'm going to hook y'all up. Now, this is my question. How can a man expect to attract women if he's genuinely afraid of women? How can a man catch women if he's genuinely afraid? Hey, 731, if you want to ask another question, you got to hang up and call back in because your question is still there. And anybody else, feel free. See, the thing is, well, I ain't gonna get a 917-731. Okay, let me get 917 since he was first. Go ahead, 917.
The answer to your question is he can't.
God. 917. Let me see what 731 say. Because I ain't going to say if it's right or wrong. What was you going to say, 731?
That man can't. Because obviously he didn't have a perspective on himself. So what does he know? What does he have? What is the woman going to do for him if he doesn't know what he's going to do for himself? That's all I have to say about that.
That was enough. Hey, 917. Let's say you was on the panel and you heard 731's answer. Would you go for it?
No.
I I would, because he don't have it. What I'm saying, both of you are correct. And see, I'm such a slick motherfucker. You ain't gonna understand that that's what I think until I tell you. But what I'm saying is, there's a million answers to that. But the only the reason I liked yours, 917, was because you was direct and to the point and wasn't explaining shit. But that would have got you an A. That would have got you an A in my class. What 731 did was critically state what his opinion was and where he was coming from. Therefore, I didn't have any questions to ask. That's an A+. So I'm saying neither one of you should feel like a winner or a loser because you both correct. But the point I'm trying to make is 917, you gotta understand this. If you have a bitch and you talking to baby and you say I like the tree trunks when they big, and that's all you say. Unless she absolutely know what you mean, you didn't lose her. Do you see what I'm saying there? Because if you say, I like the tree trunks big, and I like them big because when I get around, you know, they whatever you say, you start explaining what you're talking about. She has nothing to ask you except, wow, she either accepted or not. She may ask a question, but it ain't going to be nothing technical. It ain't going to be nothing about your position. It's just going to be some generic question. See, what I'm saying is this is how you catch. You don't miss when you do stuff like this, because that means it just shows her that you know what she's thinking. And she don't really accept that you know what she's thinking. She just think you a motherfucker. I ain't never had nobody to have me not have any questions. Yeah, because you ain't had nobody that knew themselves and was able to tell you what the hell's going on. So my thing is both of you right, so I'm going to hit both of you. Both of you, 731-917. You motherfuckers hit my ass rosebud at gmail.com. And guess what I'm going to hit your ass with?
What?
Wait. I'm going to hit both of y'all with this. But if any one of you motherfuckers guess what I'm going to hit you with, I might add something to yours. Come on.
Hit me with that. I want the fears in the audible version.
Fear.
That was 731. What about you, 917?
I want the American Pimp Part 2.
God damn, 917. I was waiting for you, man, because that's what I was going to hit you with, Parts 1 and 2. You must already have Part 1.
I got Part 1.
I already got them, so I'm waiting on the fear.
Okay.
You already got American Pimp 2? 731?
I mean, if it ended on...
you ain't into the pimp shit.
No, sir, but if it ended on the part where you were with Tate at the hotel room... That's the parts I got. So if that's Part 2 or Part 1, that's where I ended on.
No, what I'm saying is this. You want Part 2, 917. I'm going to hook you. Just put in there what you want. Both of you.
Got it.
Two books.
Got it.
I don't give a damn what it is. Just put in there what you want.
Two books?
You know my site. Two books, both of you. I love that shit y'all was doing. I'm telling you, put in there what you want. I will hook you up. Now, that's just how That's how I'm rolling right now because I want participation. And I want a motherfucker to feel like it's worth participating.
Dude, let me answer some more questions.
So what I'm really saying is dudes that don't really have no doggone perspective on themselves, what they really doing when they out, you know, looking or, you know, wanting to deal with a broad, that they're looking for some sort of chemistry. Hey, how you doing? And the right chemistry is, I was doing horrible until I saw you, something like that. And I'm saying, she's like, all over, that's the right chemistry. But motherfucker ain't gonna get that. That you ain't getting that. So you should not be out looking for any kind of chemistry. You should be a chemist. Then when you go out, you create the chemistry. And you create the chemistry by not being afraid to be you. Otherwise, you are not just one type of person. You only allow one type of person to come out. You're several people. You're like, what was that? Sybil. That movie with Sally Fields or somebody, she was like 16 different people. That's how you're supposed to be. And you can be that way if you quit trying to be a certain way, talking about some damn chemistry. You're supposed to walk up to whoever you're walking up to, male or female, and if it's about chemistry, you want chemistry with either one of them. Or else, what the hell are you talking about? Ain't gonna be shit to them, male or female. So what I'm saying is, stands to reason, you can't use the same damn tactic to catch a female. So you be looking for shit like that because you don't have nothing else to hold on to, nothing. And the reason you don't have nothing else to hold on to is because everything you think of, you know, is bullshit because you're a fake. And you know it. Deep down inside, everybody out there that is pretending to be this guy or that guy or act this way or that way, you know you're doing that. So you ain't going to be mad at me for calling you. Why? Because you're on this goddamn computer. Don't nobody get to see you. Yeah, so you can continue to fake. But see, I'm going to bust you out. And if you got any testosterone in your goddamn body, your motherfucking ass is going to goddamn man up because it's going to be in your face. See, you make yourself believe in the fantasy of who you are. You know, oh, yeah, man, I can catch that a bitch if I really wanted one. Well, I ain't got time. You know, I got plenty of things to do, man. This is going to come. You know, I'll be woo-woo, whatever. Whatever you tell yourself. But what I'm saying is this, that's a fantasy. Because the reality is that you don't allow yourself to seek what you want. Because you never get what you want. You settle. Man, do you think Mayweather, one of them motherfucking real champion motherfuckers, would have settled for any goddamn thing and been who they are, the champion they are? And said, no, they didn't settle for nothing. They want it all. I can't have it all. I ain't shit. That's what they think to themselves. But they don't just say that like you guys do. Oh, I'm a cat, man. I'm going to get to the point where, man, I speak to her and she's going to be sprung on me. That's a fantasy. Because you don't do the workouts. You don't do whatever is going to make you to be able to do that. Mayweather and Mike Tyson and all them, they do that. They go through the steps that's going to make them what they think they want to be. And ultimately, they become that. And the reason they become that is because they weren't faking. They were real. They wanted what they wanted. And they knew if all they was going to do was want it, they was never going to get it. So once they identified what they wanted, they went and got it. And that's what the hell you got to do. You got to learn how to get what you want. And the only thing keeping you from doing it is you fantasize too much. You play too many video games. That's what this Ask Rosebud shit is all about. The real. The importance of being real with yourself, not me. This shit gonna be hard for a lot of you because most of you don't even know how to be truthful with yourself. Then call in, you guys. Holler at me, 845-277-9263. Press 1 if you got something to say. I'm telling you like a brother. I mean, somebody out there may be older than me, but I doubt it. So I'm telling you like a big brother. Stop being so afraid of what you think might happen. Ain't nobody telling you to think that paranoid stuff you be thinking. Stop thinking that, and if you think it, stop being so scared of it. Start taking chances on seeing what will really happen. What you think might happen. But it just as well might too, might not too. You got to give yourself a chance to see what you need to do. In my school, I have to go out in whatever the assignment is. And they tell me their thoughts while they're doing it, before they do it, and after they do it. And what I'm saying is a lot of them say, you know, I looked at her and thought, man, I just turn around and go the other way. But then they give it in to that fear, that damn thought. And a lot of them don't give in and say, you know what, they just turn around, but they turn back around and go there. And damn every one of them to do that. Say it wasn't even as bad as I thought. You know, I actually had action. Why did you have action? Because she said some really incredibly fly shit? No. You had action because you sought it out. You went to get it. You didn't sit there and wait for it. You could talk to somebody and give them your card. And they not call you for a month and a half. They could have been busy or whatever. But when they do call, you ain't going to think you waste your doggone time when you gave her that card. But you're going to waste your time dealing with this call if you don't hurry up and forget about all that and get it, baby. You got to think fast. You can't be caught up in what you did or what you want to do. Taking chances and getting knocked down is the only way to grow past the fear of rejection. And in my course on confidence, it takes you step by step through a process, not through some shit I'm saying. It takes you step by step through a process that's going to help you to overcome all fears. It's going to help you overcome the fear of not knowing. And the reason if that's the case, you would want my damn course, is you're going to have a full understanding of what you're trying to do in order to be brave enough to really take the chances. If you don't really, really know what you're doing, you ain't going to take chances. You may take some this entire year. You know, I'm putting together acting for some years, and I've been executing it at SWU. But what I'm saying is we put the plan together that's going to clear the path for you, period, especially if you did finish the course. If you didn't finish the course, it's going to clear a path, but it may not be for you. Even if you listen to every show I do, you only go be like a good football player without a game plan. That's just the way it is. If you ain't got no game plan, so what, how good you is and how well you can catch. You got to be able to make up a game plan. A game plan that you can adopt or adapt to your own life. It's so easy, it's going to make you think I made it for you. That's what you're going to think. Is fuck with my course. I did make it for you. You want to always have a game plan for any night you go out. Why? Have you ever seen a winner in any athletic competition, any type of competition that didn't doggone have a game plan? On that big night, 3 months, he's been practicing for this big night, finding out this, working on that. Do you think he ain't going to do it the night of the bout? He going to do it because that's what he's been practicing. I'm only trying to give you, you know, the way to see what you're going to see, because if you ain't clear on what you want, how can you clearly relate to this woman you're speaking to? You know, how can you relate to her your thoughts and your desires? I'm telling you, this is what my course do for you. It makes you clarify yourself. It makes you clarify to yourself your true desires. It's going to help you look inside you and address the very things that's keeping you from trying to have a game plan. And once you see, once it shows you that you are qualified to have a game plan, that motherfucker is going to help you arrange one to your liking. Why? How can I say that? Because you're going to be in FWU, and I'm going to be making sure that that's what you do, while you're doing exactly what the course is telling you to do. We work hand in hand to make the full confident you. Once it do show you that you're qualified, you know, when I tell you, you know, how simple this or that is, something for me to do, I'm telling you how simple it is for me to do these things that I suggest you do. You're going to understand it really is, because a game plan is essential. I have a game plan for everything. You know I'm an old motherfucker, so I'm not going to just think I got to pee and get up out the bed. I'm going to raise up, and then I'm going to sit on the side of the bed, maybe, you know, 5 seconds or something. Then I'm getting up, because I got up one time too fast and fell out. Now, what I'm saying is, how many of you motherfuckers have a game plan for how you going to get up and go take a piss? I ain't saying you need one. I'm just saying that's how far I go with it, because, you know, I ain't trying to fall out. Too many things I get in my head to get. Just like you discouraged me at first, because of all the things you have to do to make this shit work. Now, I kid you not, there are thousands of things that you're going to have to do. But what you don't understand is once you start doing things, they're going to multiply times themselves. Otherwise, when you do one thing, you're going to see two more things to do. And when you do those two things, you're going to see four more things to do. And when you do those four things, you're going to keep seeing things to do. Once you get past the, like, five things to do or whatever, you're going to start using your mind. Your mind is going to do these things almost instantaneously. Almost instantaneously. You're going to be able to think faster. And faster. Until you get like me. Can't nobody ask me shit that I got to think about past 1 or 2 seconds before I have a viable answer. I don't care. They can't do it. I'm an answerer. And I'm going to be the thought of my answer. Because I think fast. I mean, think it slow. If you guys stick with me, you're going to realize shit is designed to weed out weak pretenders. Or it's designed to draw weak pretenders. What I'm saying is this. If you know that, why would you let anything draw you unless you thoroughly checked it out before you decided to venture that way? Because I don't let things draw me. If I do, I'll make a U-turn and, look at the shit again, ride by, that side and make another U-turn, ride by and look at it again. I don't know. I ain't no scary motherfucker, but shit, I ain't just going to let something draw me. If you are in any way like this, you won't be after fucking with the course. Just as I'm not, you won't be afraid to take the initial chance when it comes to gaining all of the confidence required for big with women. That's what my shit is about. I'm telling you. Think about this. I would have starved if I didn't know how to catch women. I'm talking about some total stranger that I don't even know. Seen her from across the street and rushed over there. She still was there and got at her. Come on, man. I got to take the chance. As you take the chance just to see, they're going to become principles that you live by. Man, when you see a woman, get at her. Don't let nothing be in your way. That'd be your next one. But you be telling yourself that shit. The reality of it is you got to have principles. And you got to stand on those principles. As if your life depended on it. Because whether you know it or not, your sex life and your social life does depend on it. You have to be very committed to what you let out your mouth that you believe. Anything you say that you believe, you got to be committed. That's if you want to have any success with women. Because women, they don't say stuff that they mean. So if you don't, they're going to look at you as, one of the girls. If they can tell you lying, you just talking. That's why you don't say half baked shit. You say, excuse me, I've got the hiccups. I got to drink this water. Hold on a second. What I'm saying is you got to stop saying half baked stuff. That's how women talk. Don't even think stuff through. Just say. Then what happens? They're not lying. They just know they have no intentions of doing what the hell they just said. And you don't want no one to think that of you. he just it ain't easy to commit. But that's exactly what you gotta do. You gotta commit. You gotta commit to being a man of principles. Then you have to understand what that means. You gotta commit to not being afraid anymore of hearing the word no. You gotta make a commitment that you ain't gonna be no ATM machine for no one. And once you gotta understand this, once you pay for anything for a woman, you become her savior for the next few months. Then she's gonna be looking for debt-free life living with you for the next little while. Not living with you, but being with you. And she knows. All she gotta do is smile, blink her doggone eyes, and you're gonna go buy her a whole Walmart. Most of you cats with any money, she smiled. You already had your wallet out as she approaching you. You already pulled up 5 or 10 20s. You see, you can buy a woman anything, but you cannot buy her respect. Not the kind of respect you want. I know the easier it is for her to ask you for money, the further away you get from really catching her. The whole time you trying to figure out how you gonna pay for this or that, all the shit you burn, you never stop to reality check on how you look to her. If you designed your principles based on the real information you can acquire from my course or wherever you get it from. You can design your principles based on real information. You know, the kind of things we kick it on, gonna be kicking it about on the show. You'll have something solid to stand on. Otherwise, you can stand on your nuts. I stand on mine, and I got 2 nuts. A lot of you motherfuckers only got one. You just let the doggone society or whoever just cut the other one off. And when you actually do something like stand on it, you become a stronger man. You don't want to become a man who don't worry about, who or where your next woman is coming from. You don't want to feel that what a winner in that arena feels. Or do you? I don't know. Maybe you do. When you will do anything to keep your girl happy, buying her gifts and shit, you're only showing both of you that you are a loser. She may love the gift, but the reasoning you had to get her the gift goes completely unnoticed. You might have had a good reason to get this gift, and it goes completely unnoticed. You got to understand this kind of stuff I'm telling you about. Accepting this kind of shit is a slow working poison that, you're going to ingest some of this poison each time you actually admit to yourself that you are chump for this woman or women. We all have fantasies. I have fantasies even now. I used to a lot when I was younger, but I have them even now. That we'll never get played by a woman behind her pussy. But shit happens. The mistake you guys make with me is when you hear something that I say that challenges you, instead of you trying to figure a way to meet the challenge, you more into, trying to figure out a way that is not true. Or you're into trying to figure a way to make it not be you or that I'm talking about. There's an old saying, you look for it, you're going to find it. Look for it and it will be there. Why is the first thing you do when you hear new information is to look for how it won't work for you. I know there are times when you see you being weak, or times that you wish you wouldn't have done something, or you wish you would have done it different. Sometimes that shit happened to me too, to be honest. You don't have any excuse except ignorance. And we know, legally speaking, ignorance is not an excuse. Because a lion, if you understand, is a lion from birth. From birth, he's a lion. To when he actually takes over a pride. To into his old age. As long as that lion is committed to being a lion, fully committed to leading that pride, he will. And as men, we're in the same position during our dating lives. No woman is going to offer some pussy to you. They're just not going to come do it. Nothing is going to come to you unless you represent someone to come to. As long as you being, you know, a man, it will happen. You're supposed to be horny all the time. Because all day, women are watching your moves and making judgments about what they see. And when you're horny, you send out those pheromones or whatever they call. And since you know this, you got to be, you know, prancing, not prancing, but you know, moving around. You can't be standing still in a club or just sitting up stirring or nursing a drink or whatever. So, for the rest of this week at least, ask yourself if you look like a man. And if you're honest, you might be surprised at your answer. You got to drill into your very being. You got to drill it in that you have to be strong to your principles. Whenever you interact with a woman, you got to constantly check that whatever you do and say is representing what a man would do or say, even more so when you're around women. And this don't require anything on your part but thought. You ain't got to spend no money. You ain't got to do nothing extra. All you got to do is be thinking instead of just talking. You ain't gonna always be alone, man. One night, you're gonna actually catch a woman, a real one. Then what? Are you gonna know how to satisfy this woman who's willing to be with you? Man, she might come, but that ain't satisfying no woman. You guys are just half-assed about what's real. What I'm saying is, come is a part of what this wants to do. But most of y'all just let her come. No, I'm going to make her come because of what I'm doing. And what I'm saying is I'm going to be saying and doing some shit that's going to be stirring her mental capacity. I'm not necessarily, well, I can bust a bitch out, but I ain't relying on that. I'm relying on what I'm saying. In the times I'm saying while I'm with this bitch. I got a game plan even when I'm fucked. You don't need to be out there trying to catch no woman if you can't control your emotions and what you allow next to your emotions. Because if I hurt your feelings by what I say, then you ought to know that I'm especially talking to you. You got to learn to keep your emotions and feelings in check and save your energy to stay on track, just like lions in the jungle do. In fact, it's just a fact that you're going to need all of your wits to catch every woman that's worth a dime. And that's due, not that, but shit is due to your emotions that you have accepted. That what I have to say contains everything you want to know. My course is a fast track way of getting you to go through what it takes to be strong. It just leaves the dangers of the streets out. That's why I roll with my course. If you take the time to learn to do what I did to catch a woman, you'd be much better off, because I know a lot of kids be thinking, they want this or that, you know, a whole bunch of money, blah, blah, blah. Man, what I want is knowledge about what makes a bitch tick. Because if the bitch be with me, I'm getting some money. I'm getting some pussy. I can't get none of that if the bitch ain't with me. So whoever I talk to, I'm using what I know on them. Every goddamn conversation. I ain't never just talking to some goddamn broad bitch. I wish I could just talk to you. I got some I'm put down. I learned from men who learned from men who learned from men, and I got all those men's wisdom. That's like learning from my correct three times grandfather. This is why I don't accept no analogy that ain't about the goddamn game on the real. I don't even care what women are like today. Women and people change, especially women, those people change every 10 years. That's why you get cars and shit. People change. Shit change. But being a man, don't. It don't. So, you know, you guys are not the first motherfuckers who felt like they needed to fake. You're not. You might think you made that shit up, but you didn't make that shit up. But if you're wondering why you have so much trouble with women, and the whole time you're at one, you're talking to explain why you don't have what you need to be a man, you tripping. And she's seeing it. A young boy will not automatically develop the skills it takes to catch a woman. And if you don't understand the depths of what being a man entails, you ain't gonna never become one. That's what we do on this show. We understand what being a man entails because I break it down. Having a real idea of what being a man is all about is going to help you and commit to the principles of being a man. I talk hella shit. That's my style. But what I say to you is really dear to my heart. And it was handed down to me by men I truly wanted to emulate. I wanted to be like these dudes. You shouldn't want to deviate from this model that I'm going to be showing you. And you should try as best you can to copy it. So, I got to go. I will be extending the show longer, but I got to get my audience back. Very short audience tonight, but it's cool. I hope you guys hit my email already, because I got you.